With KSJD Local News, I'm Gail Binkley. A 47-year-old woman has died while in custody at the Montezuma County Detention Center. In a press release, the sheriff's office said Danny Miller of Cortez was found unconscious and unresponsive in her cell on Saturday and was subsequently pronounced dead at the jail. The Cortez Journal reports that the cause of death is not yet known. Miller, who was arrested on Friday, October 23rd, on two outstanding warrants, reportedly registered a .289 on a breath test for alcohol when admitted. In other news, after four community meetings to discuss the future of the Cortez Cultural Center, Executive Director Jeff Weinmeister believes the institution is on a good path. At Tuesday night's City Council workshop, he said his board has abandoned the idea of selling the center's historic building at 25 North Market Street. Weinmeister told the council, "The community has been pretty adamant that they view the center as the building. Instead, the board is working to make center operations financially sustainable. The center hopes to offer all its usual events in 2016, including the popular Birding Festival, as well as some new ones." Board Vice President Diane Cherback tells KSJD, "We're definitely feeling encouraged." And in regional news, the National Park Service is seeking public input on ways to alleviate parking congestion in Canyonlands and Arches National Parks in southeast Utah. The agency says visitation in both parks has increased more than 24% in the past 5 years, and Arches is expected to see 1.5 million visitors in 2015. Five preliminary alternatives are posted on the Park Service's website. They include implementing timed entry of vehicles, constructing more parking, offering shuttle services, or a combination of those. With KSJD, I'm Gail Binkley.